Well, welcome to the call, each and every one of you, and let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you, hallelujah, for what you're going to do. Lord, we love and appreciate you. Now, Father God, thank you so much for our founders of this call. We want you to continue to bless them in a very special way, Pastor V and Dr. PK. Do it for them, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, and we just thank you and praise you for you doing it for them in Jesus' name. And then, Father, each and every person under the sound of my voice, I just ask that you will bless them in a very special way. And those that are not able to get on the call today, look on them. And thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, because that's why we are connected. So, Father God, we thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the trip that we will have this weekend. Thank you for the grand time in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for all that you've done and what you're doing. In Jesus' name, we pray. We love you, Lord. We need you. Can't make this journey without you. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Well, good morning, Minister Wanda. I am here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours. God bless you, my sister.
Well, God bless you, my homegirl from Chicago. You are just wonderful. You are anointed. You are necessary for the building of the kingdom. You are destined for greatness. And you are appointed by God. Oh, I love the energy and the excitement in your voice, Minister Wanda. And I want to thank you for that tag, one of my very favorite Psalms, Psalm 34. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Well, greetings to you and you and you. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, New York. And I am so excited and so thankful that you made the TMC a part of your morning on this brand new work week. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. And if this is your first time on the Master's Call, we want to give you a special welcome with Jesus' joy. And I'd like to take this opportunity and tell you a little bit about our call, this great dynamic ministry. This call was founded by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we like to call our super fantastic lady, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is, we affectionately call her our Mother Eagle. Now, they started this call on October 25th, 2010. So we are approaching our seventh year. And because these women love God and are sold out for him, of course, they have a scripture reference to this call. And it's found in a division of the 88th Psalm, 88:13. And it says, "But I cry to you for help. O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you." And just as you heard Minister Wanda pray us, and then you're going to hear us pray, close it out in prayer. And every Friday since the inception of this call, we take your prayer requests live. We take your praise reports. We stand in agreement with you. So we have a part one and a part two of our call on Friday. We have a website for you so that you can go there and see the buffet spread of our messages that have been archived for you, our prayer directives, and our theme for 2017, by faith, God is My goals and dreams are manifesting. Amen. And so you can go to our website, and when you're not able to be on the call live, you can also send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Now, the vehicle that brought many of us together is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. It was founded over 26 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And we are so excited because we're headed to Los Angeles, California for the Artist Extravaganza. It's going to be amazing. And so if you are not familiar with our great products and opportunity, we invite you to get back to the person who shared this call with you, and they'll be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with Artist will change your life. Now, immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. And that number, that call is led by a group of leaders. And today on the morning motivational call, we have the wonderful, always insightful Pastor Everett Thomas is going to be on there. Pastor Everett is served here on the master's call as well, but he's going to be our speaker for the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity. I want you all to Facebook her. She celebrated a birthday year. She does so much for us, and we love her so much. So I want to take a few moments and just say, happy, happy birthday, Prayer General Brenda Terrell. Now, I'm not going to sing to you because the Lord didn't gift me to sing, but I just want you to know I so love you. Enjoy your birthday this week, and I can't wait to hug your neck in L.A. Okay, now I think I have given you all the information that I need to give you. So I'm going to get on out the way, and I want to present to you, tell you a little bit about our speaker. She is absolutely no stranger to our call. In fact, she is one of our co-founders. I'm speaking of the fabulous, the super fantastic lady, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, I'm not going to read all of her bio. It's practically a small book. I'm going to highlight a couple of things and then let her come on and give us what thus saith the Lord. So Dr. P.K. is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, where she has returned. Dr. P.K. has two adult children and five grandchildren. She has served as a chaplain in the U.S. Army. She is an educated woman. She has been all over the country. She was the first and only ambassador for Artist International. We just absolutely love her. She is just a great mentor, a great sister, a great mother, grandmother, and friend. And she is an awesome teacher. So it is with great pleasure, delight, and joy that I get the privilege and the honor to present to some and introduce to others our amazing co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there, co-founder?
Can you hear me this morning, my dear?
There she is, sound and strong and mighty. The floor is yours, woman of God. Love you.
I love you. I love you, Minister Ada Grace. I appreciate the introduction, and I just so thank God for you and your ministry, you and your wonderful husband, Doug. I thank God for you just watching you from a distance, and what God is doing to, through, and for you makes my heart go pitter-patter. Thank God for you. I also want to thank God for Minister Wanda up there in that cold Chicago, but I understand it's not as, that we are just about as cold as you are down here in this Mississippi, in these Mississippi sticks. But I thank God for you this morning and for how you just have a jovial attitude each and every time you come on this call, welcoming us to this holy sanctuary. I thank you so very much, each and every one of you. I do take time this morning to honor my sidekick, I call her this morning. Normally we are just knitted at the heart and hips, but I'm spending time away from she and my mother, Josie. I got to make some time to get back down to that Texas town. I'm so thankful for them this morning and so grateful for what God is doing to, through, and for them. So glad to hear that Joe is back on the job and that's releasing her a lot of that work. Listen, everybody, as we are preparing, as I was reminiscing this week, and I'm praying that each of you had a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath weekend. I had a wonderful time yesterday. We celebrated our third anniversary for our pastor, Bishop Deshaun Toler, at South Spring Hill Baptist Church. And did we have a time? I went down into Bogalusa to Kingdom Builders and was Women's Convention yesterday, their very first, and it was so, so wonderful. Michelle Knight preached, and she was very good. A devil chaser, that she is. And I came back home and was just kind of reminiscing on where I was this time last year and where I am right now. And up running around and feeling so very strong and good in my body, in my sanctified soul, in my soul feel good. You need to examine your soul and see how nourished it is feeling these days. And my soul feel good, and my body feels well as well. I was thinking this time last year, I was on my way to the hospital to enter a period of just a battle, a real battle over 2016 for my very life. And thanking you, thanking this call, thanking the TMC family for the prayers and the love and the support that you've given. It was this month last year that my niece went in the hospital for a heart procedure and died. And, yeah, and tomorrow I'll be in Atlanta because my brother, Bishop Bobby Henderson, goes in today for a heart procedure. And so my question still is, as it was the beginning of the year, this series will come to an end today. Is there anything too hard for God? And it is amazing that it will come on today, which asks me the question personally, PK, really, is there anything too hard for God? And my answer has to be a resounding no, because I believe in the word of God. No, no, it's nothing too hard for God. I don't say it with as much as enthusiasm as I think that some of you think I should be saying it. But I say, no, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing too hard for God. And so I would encourage you to go back and pull the tapes, and I thank God for my sister Vanessa. I mean, Pastor V is just off the chain crazy bad, just so good with what she does for us. And she catalogs these sermons and ensures that we have them. So if you would go back to January 30th and just kind of pull yourself through, down through the months, you will see that I have preached on, is there anything too hard for God during this series? I asked the question, is there any place, any promise, any prayer, anything too hard for our God? And today, I'm going to close it out, and I really am going to close it out today. I know some of you are asking, is she really going to close it out today? Yes, I am. there is no problem too hard for God to solve. And so today, there is no place too hard for the Lord to revive. And I thought it was ironic, and there are no accidents in what God does. Because, you see, sometimes we so quickly get discouraged, and discouragement does come. We get discouraged in our walk with the Lord. We can get discouraged because our prayers are not answered as quickly as we think they should be. The prophecy that was spoken over our lives years ago, we are still awaiting on it. The promise of whom we are supposed to become looks like it is never going to reveal itself to us, and we can get discouraged. And it looks like we, especially when we are on an assignment and things are not coming together as we think they should, we just look at it and say, now that's just too hard. Good God. We've been on this road long enough. Things have gone down so terribly bad, and it never looks like it's going to be the same again. As we are approaching and getting ready for the convention over in Los Angeles, and we who have been here since 2008, I joined Artists International in 2008, and I came in the heyday of things when, good God of mercy, the crowds were so big and the products could not be kept because the customers were so demanding. And, oh, man, the heyday of this company, the checks was large and everybody was talking about the millionaires that were being made and had been made in just a three-year period of time. Oh, my God. Happy days, rolling days, but something happened called life that caused things to take a turn, and things went terribly bad. And we thought that by now, no, not by now, but way back yonder, artists would have been gone. But look at God. Is there anything too hard for God? We have a remnant of people who have decided that we will not allow things to go down at all. We will stand in the gap and do whatever it is that God has allowed us to do. For some, it has been just using the product and being faithful over the little bitty thing that they can do. But for some, it has been an all-out effort to do whatever it is that God would say do each and every day. For some, it has been a faith walk just to get a ticket to fly over into L.A. and pray that somebody is going to open a door and give them a place to lay their heads once they get there, looking for a word that will say, this we shall live and not die. Artist is here to stay. Some is saying that this is a business that is the greatest business with the greatest products in spite of what they see, because they look not with the eyes of what today is looking like, but with the promises of what God says can be. You better come in here and ask the question, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God to revive? Well, over in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says, remember ye not the former things, rather consider the things of old. Behold, I would do a brand new. Somebody ought to dance and shout on that brand new. God is doing a brand new thing here with Artists International. God is doing a brand new thing here in my life, somebody ought to say. Now shall it spring forth? Shall it not? Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, even in the desert. rivers in the desert. Come on, somebody. God, a God who can do something like that, surely can come in and revive a company that many have pronounced dead about for about 5 years. But look at God. Somebody say, look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Did your products arrive on last week after you ordered them? I want you to know that mine did. Did they do what you expected them to do after you took them? I tell you that mine did. My Lviv is still giving me life. Yes, it is. And my Multiplus is still helping these lungs to pump and taking the infection out. Somebody ought to say, inflammation, be gone. For God, there is nothing too hard for my God to do. I'm watching this clock, and I'm getting ready to give you this last point and be the woman of my word that I gave you that I would conclude today. Is there is no person too hard for the Lord to save. I say that again. There is no person too hard for the Lord to save. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hebrews 7:25 is still true. Yet we fervently doubt God's ability to save people sometimes because in our eyes we say that they are too far gone. We look upon some causes as just impossible for God to heal and save. We look upon those people and say God has turned them over to reprobate minds, but I'm here to tell you that Satan does not deserve any soul, and he definitely does not deserve the soul of your child who has decided to go out here and get hooked on drugs and can't turn themselves around. But I'm here to tell you that a praying mother and a praying grandmother can turn the hearts of a drug addict child. Somebody ought to say, I know she's right. Oh, my God, I thank you this morning for your word. I thank you that prayer would do for us what no clinic can do. I thank you and I praise you that prayer can do for us what no pill can do. I thank you and I praise you, God, that every soul, hallelujah, you want to see saved, and that you call us to do one thing, not to judge, not to beat down, but to pray for those who look like they cannot be saved. Glory to God. You will be the last one who makes the call, not us. So help us, Lord, today. I'm praying right now to turn our minds back to the word of God so that we will understand clearly what our job is. And our job is to pray and stand on the word of God. Have faith and know that there is nothing too hard for God. How do you know that, Doc? How do you know that, Dr. PK? Because there was the woman over in Luke 7, 36-50. She was a sinner and she came in. You all remember this woman. She's the woman that was known as the woman that was carrying the alabaster box. Nobody knew the cost of the oil in that alabaster box. But the disciples, when they looked on and saw what she was doing to Jesus, they wanted to stop her because of who she was. But Jesus said, back off, boys. Let me tell you, this woman has done for me what you've never done. When I walked in, you didn't offer to wash my feet, but she did. And she's been continually kissing my feet and all in my feet. Hallelujah. And I say unto her that her faith has made her whole. She's saved. You all looked at her as a case that could never be saved, but I saved her. Yeah, she's saved. She's saved today. Look at that criminal standing on that cross, hanging on the cross there next to Jesus. And the ninth hour down through his life, I know that everybody said he'll never be saved. He's never done nothing right. He's done nothing but stole, killed, and acted crazy. But look at God in the nth hour, hanging there on that cross. He said, God, Jesus, if you would just remember me. Jesus took time and stopped dying to save a soul. That lets you know how important it is for somebody to be saved. Good God of mercy, I'm running on out of these minutes. But I just got to tell you this. Finally, yes, it's I, me, P.K. Roberts. Yeah, down here on these little dusty roads of Mississippi at the age of 18. Disobedient, very arrogant, on my way to hell because I stole my mama's car. Took it and turned it over, told it out. Had I gone, died, I would have gone to hell then. But God reached out and saved me. Somebody ought to turn the flashlight on themselves and on their lives and say, if God could save me, he can save anybody. So I'm going to keep on praying for God to save souls today. It is our job. It is our job. Those of us who say that we are Christians, hey, yeah, bring it on down. It's time. Those who say that we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, hey, glory to God. Those of us who said yes to the call of God upon our lives, yes. It is our job to pray for those who look like they are lost forever. Those are the tough cases. But we take our tough cases to the one who we can say, there is nothing too hard for God to do. If he did it for others, he'll do it for you. And he can do it for me. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. And God has done so much for each and every one of us. And I want us to remember, reminisce on the goodness of God. And whenever the question surfaces in our spirit, is there anything too hard for God to do? Is there any person too hard for him to save? Is there any place for him too hard to revive? Is there any promise too hard for him to fulfill? Is there any prayer too hard for God to answer? I want you to come back not with the no that I open up with, but the no that I'm closing out with. No, no, no. There is nothing too hard for God to do. Come on back and take us out, Minister Ada Grace.
Absolutely, positively not. Nothing is too hard for God. Oh, hey, praise the Lord. I ain't got nothing to say but fire. I hit a fire back in you, Dr. PK. Thank you for that rich, rich word. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, would you be so kind to join us in a word of prayer? Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that your word is true. And for everyone within the sound of my voice, no matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, we can ask the question, is there anything too hard for you? And the answer is no, absolutely not. So we thank you for the word, and we thank you for the woman of God. We pray that you pour back virtue into her, continue to bless her family, her ministry, her business. And we thank you that she's healed and whole. What a great work you've done in her body of healing. Lord, we want to lift up also our Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Mother Josie. We thank you for bringing Joe back. Praise the Lord. We thank you for all of us that are preparing to go to conference extravaganza. We ask for traveling mercies from folks coming from the north, south, east, and west. We pray that all things will be done decent and in order. We pray that you would be glorified on our Sunday church service. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your loving kindness. We can go on and on, but Lord, for the sake of time, we just want to say thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Lord, we continue to lift up the family of Muriel Daniels. We ask that you continue to bless the family during the season of bereavement. We ask, Father God, that you touch and heal and continue to care for your people. We thank you, Lord, that we trust you that all is well with your people, with the body, because you still are the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. We don't have to worry or fret or be concerned about here who's in the White House. We need to be concerned about our own house. Glory to God. So we thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for the prayer team. We thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. And we just thank you for all that you are doing in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You want to hear this fiery replay back? You can do so by dialing 712 432-1085 with an same access code 957-677#. The bridge number you can use if you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS user so that the call can truly be free, 857-957-1147. Now we're getting ready to head over and hear Pastor Everett, who always has an on-time word. He's an easygoing. He's an awesome man of God. And so you're going to want to head over as soon as we finish here to the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005 with the access code of 294-617#. Now, you know we're all jacked up with excitement, and all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Artist Extravaganza. I'm going to be there. I hope you're going to be there, and I can't wait to hug my family's neck. What a blessing it's going to be coming up this Friday through Sunday. And so it's not too late if you still want to go. If you have a will, God will give you a way. So just speak it and believe it, and we'll see you there. I'd like to take this opportunity and thank the wonderful Minister Wanda for seating and greeting us with that Jesus joy. I want to thank you and you and you, because if you're not here, we don't have a call. And all I can say is fire, fire, fire. I want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts for giving us that rich word this morning. Is there anything too hard for God? And once again, no, no, and no. So will you come on back, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and give us our closing benediction?
Absolutely, absolutely. As I'm closing out the call today, I also want to say happy birthday to my Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. What a way to begin your birthday week. You're going on over to that LA town and hug up and love up on folks. And I mean, what a way to celebrate. I'm so excited that you are right here on this call with us. Happy birthday, my dear. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us as we remember who we serve, a God of possibilities and a God who says to us, all things are possible to those who believe. We love you. God bless you. Go out and live a super fantastic life. Bye-bye.